What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on over to the Western Pacific, speaking at a news conference, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has basically come on out and said that North Korea's current pause in missile tests shouldn't give the appearance that the nation has ceased its weapons development. Well, I don't think anybody assumed that. I think North Korea paused the test to take the fangs out of Donald Trump's mouth and simply say, we're not going to do anything to give you a reason to attack us. But Abe went on to say, I believe that North Korea continues to develop its weapons. I would agree with him. And saying it's really too early to initiate talks with Pyongyang. There's no point for talks for the sake of talks. So Abe's turning into a war president or war prime minister in this particular case here. Now, one possible positive outcome of Donald Trump's trip to Asia. China has announced it's going to send a high-level diplomat to North Korea for the first time in 2 years. And the assumption, there's no statement about it, but the assumption is that China will resume pressure on the North, North Korea, to curb its nuclear arms program. Now, how effective that pressure is going to be, we don't really know. But at least China's going through the motions, or appears to be going through the motions. Let's take a phone call. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, as far as APEC registering as a foreign agent goes, when the Kennedy administration was in, this is what I read, it was American Jewish Congress, I think, then. And
yes.
The State Department or the Department of Justice kept writing the American Jewish Congress saying you got to register as a foreign agent. They kept ignoring the letters. Finally, they got one that said you got 72 hours to register as a foreign agent after a year of playing games with them. And then the rumor goes that Ben-Gurion made the statement, we got to get rid of Kennedy. And then, well, that's true or not, I don't know. But 4 weeks later, he was dead. Now, you know, you draw your own conclusions from that. And
well, Israel, can I insert something here? Israel's thought to have been a participant in the conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy because of Kennedy's absolute refusal to allow Israel to acquire nuclear weapons. Israel was trying to get nuclear weapons all the way back then. Kennedy said, if we allow Israel to get nuclear weapons, it will destabilize the Middle East tremendously. And so he did everything he could to prevent Israel from acquiring the materials, meaning the weapons-grade uranium, to make nuclear bombs. Then when Kennedy was dead and Johnson got on in, the restrictions were taken off. And while it wasn't made public, there was an easing of restrictions, and Israel started getting the materials, including the uranium for the bomb from what was called the NUMEX scandal, which was a Jewish-owned radioactive material reprocessing plant that had a significant amount of weapons-grade uranium go missing. And it was all explained away as, oh, it just got stuck in the pipe somewhere and nothing to worry about. But the plant eventually closed, and it was basically presumed at that point by the intelligence agencies that they had been siphoning off weapons-grade material to smuggle into Israel.
Yeah, and, you know, American Jewish Congress, you know, I picked up a publication from them saying, it was an old one, and I was just reading it the other day, and it said how opposed they were to South Africa's apartheid. And really, that's pretty minor compared to what goes on in Israel today.
Yeah, it is, but then eventually Israel turned around. They did a lot of business with South Africa. In fact, they even tried to sell them a nuclear weapon. They were co-developing nuclear weapons together, and then at some point along, there were negotiations for South Africa's former government to buy a nuclear weapon from Israel, and the deal fell through, but when the apartheid regime fell, the new government came on in, and they found and they released the paperwork, which tells everybody, yes, Israel has nuclear weapons. They've got so many, they're willing to sell some of them off. And, of course, the question is, who else did Israel approach about buying a nuclear weapon?
Right. And didn't we have a law that says if a new country gets a nuclear weapon that we're restricted from doing business with them?
Well, you're talking about the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, which say that any nations in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuse to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and allow IAEA inspections cannot receive any kind of foreign aid from the United States of America. And obviously, Israel is getting all this foreign aid, huge amounts of money from the United States taxpayer. And they have the bomb factory under Dimona. They do not allow IAEA inspections, and they will not sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty.
Exactly. Okay, that's my point, Mike. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I specifically said my name was James T. Kirk from Tokyo. And
that did not come through. Sorry about that.
However, you said some disparaging remarks against George Takei. Now, for your information, yes. I sent Sulu on a Federation mission to go back in time to San Francisco. And when he was pulling that young man's pants down after ingeniously knocking him out with the aid of some Romulan ale, he was only looking for an escaped tribble. And with all the bad publicity, he did not blame the Russians, no. He blamed the Romulans.
Okay. Yeah, well, small little fuzzy things. I guess you could get confused about that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Everybody's just blaming the Russians. Well,
yeah.
First of all, you mentioned the other day about...
Actually, George did blame the Russians. George did blame the Russians. He's out there saying
that's
Russian...
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. Anyway. All right,
that's
so Fukushima.
Yeah, you said a lot of it headed out to Hawaii. You know, I have my house about my second house, you know, I told you about on the beach. It's about 150 miles away from Fukushima. I've done numerous testing with a SOAKS detector, water, the ocean water, fish, land, my air conditioner, filter, everything. And so far, everything has come out normal.
Well, you may just be in a very lucky place where it's not getting on in there. But I know we don't have really good equipment here. We're able to monitor the air for beta and gamma radiation. We can't monitor for alpha, which is really the main source of contamination. And we're not able to analyze food and water. We don't have the proper laboratory set up for that. But again, this study was done by the University of Hawaii right here in Manoa that said Hawaii has received 200 times the amount of fallout that was expected. Now, they're not saying it's approaching an area where health is going to be compromised, but then we're never really sure if we can trust that because of stories that are coming out of Japan where doctors are being told, just don't talk about the cancers and leukemias, just treat it like this is the new normal, and people have always had this rate of cancer and leukemia.
Now, there are a lot of leukemia, I mean, in Fukushima province itself, and about 100% of the kids have thyroid problems, but as far as Tokyo and being 150 miles away, so far, I've just never detected anything so far. And hey, I want to ask you, what do you
You're
think about
lucky.
Saudi Arabia? What do you think about Saudi Arabia with them saying that they're going to arrest the collaborators of 9/11?
That story seems to be sourced from a site that had a lot of other stories on it that made me think it's a hoax site. So I don't know that story is real. And if Saudi Arabia is working with the U.S. right now, Saudi Arabia would not say that because the new propaganda is that Iran did 9/11.
Yeah, but they did arrest a lot of people, including Alawid, you know, one of the owners, main beneficial owners of Citibank, which is pretty surprising. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all comes down.
Yeah, it is descending into chaos there. Anyway, James T. Kirk, thank you very much for the phone call. You can beam back up to your starship now. We're going to let you go, and thank you for the phone call. Okay. Now then, we're going to do a shout-out now for our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, over in Great Britain, their new Defense Secretary, Gavin Williamson, has vowed that Britain will do everything they can to lessen the massive threat of North Korea. Well, there's only one small thing. North Korea has not indicated any interest in Great Britain because up until now, Great Britain hasn't been issuing any verbal threats toward them. that may change, of course. Everything North Korea is doing has been in response to indications of aggressions from the West, specifically the United States of America. And North Korea has come on out and flat out said the reason they're pushing as hard as they can on their nuclear weapons and missile programs is having seen what the United States has done in all these other countries that they succeeded in getting to disarm. Because the pattern is the same all over. They got Saddam Hussein to surrender his chemical weapons, then they went in and attacked Iraq. They got Assad to surrender his chemical weapons, they attacked Syria. They got Libya to shut down their presumptive nuclear weapons program, they attacked Libya. So obviously, from North Korea's point of view, they would have to be totally insane to agree to surrender their weapons because it's going to open the door to an eventual invasion. Now, Steve Bannon is in Tokyo at the 12th Annual Inter-Ethnic Interfaith Leadership Conference, and he's out there basically saying that democracies should form an alliance to counter the Chinese threats. So now the saber rattling is spreading from North Korea into China itself. And all I can say is, here's your rifle, Steve. You really feel that strongly about it. Down in the Philippines, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau had a very abrupt comeuppance handed him by Philippine President Duterte. And apparently Trudeau was trying to chastise Duterte for carrying out extrajudicial killings in his attempt to rid the country of its crippling drug scourge. Duterte was having none of it and said, "I only answer to the Filipino. I will not answer to any other." And then he used an obscene word. And that of course, is what destroyed the relations between the United States and the Philippines. Obama went on down there and said, don't kill the drug dealers. We love the drug dealers. You're cutting into our action. And then all of a sudden, Philippines are not our friends. They're pivoting toward China. And then Al-Qaeda shows up. ISIS shows up. Oh, the U.S. may have to intervene. But the Philippines succeeded in basically slapping those terrorists down and ridding their country of them. And that's where they are. More and more countries are starting to stand up to all of this outside interference that's coming in from these other countries, whether it's the U.S. or Canada or Great Britain. I think that's a healthy thing. Nations should be sovereign and independent. And no nation has a right to go on into another country and tell them how to run their domestic affairs. Even the United Nations acknowledges that. Trudeau was way out of line. So was Obama. And has it ever troubled Canadians or Americans to see that there's so much wrong with our countries, and yet our leaders are constantly gallivanting around the globe, sticking their noses into everybody else's business? If you're really that good, if your suggestions are that good, come on home and fix these countries. Trudeau should focus on what Canada needs. Trump should focus on what America needs. And stop sticking their noses into other countries' business. Well, the House finally passed a $700 billion military spending bill. And they had a few differences with the Senate, but apparently they've worked them all out. They've budgeted $634 billion for core operations and $66 billion in overseas contingency operations. $700 billion. Huge amounts of money, vast sums going into the war machine. Eisenhower tried to warn us. Now, as you know, Trump went on TV this morning to give a little speech to make it sound like he'd accomplished all kinds of really wonderful things in his Asian trip. But it sounds like he didn't really get what he wanted, and he's trying to convince the American people it was worth the time and travel and everything anyway. But there's an article over in The Real News basically saying that it looks like Trump's trade war with China has fizzled. Despite all of his posturing, according to Jeffrey Wasserstrom, President Donald Trump's maiden trip to China was mostly just symbolic. And I'm in agreement with that. Now, do you remember back in 2008, the subprime mortgages led to the blow-up of the mortgage-backed security fraud and a complete meltdown? Well, it's getting ready to happen again, and this time it's with subprime auto loans. Wall Street did not learn any lessons from the 2008 meltdown because they did not have to pay for it. You, the American taxpayer, did. So they're going right back to their games of we're gonna bundle, we're gonna subprime, we're gonna make a lot of money right now, and when it all blows up, the government will make the American people cover the losses. That's the hallmark of economic fascism. Right now, of the $1.2 trillion in auto loans outstanding, 24%, almost one quarter, were granted to borrowers with a subprime credit score, which means below 620. Of all auto loans outstanding, 2.4% are 90-plus days seriously delinquent. This is up from the prior quarter. But the delinquencies, understandably, are concentrated in the subprime segment. Now, the subprime auto lending has attracted specialty lenders such as Santander Consumer USA. They feel they can handle the risks, and they offload some of the risk to investors through subprime auto loan-backed securities. They're bundling again. And, of course, they're charging extraordinarily high interest rates to grant loans to these people. It's vulture capitalism at its best. Now, Senator Warren and small business owners are out there looking at the new GOP tax plan and saying, stop pretending this new tax plan helps small business. It doesn't. It's a giveaway to the big corporations and the ultra wealthy, and it's a tax increase on the middle class. And most small businesses are run by middle class taxpayers. And it's self-defeating to keep raising taxes on the middle class because it lowers the consumer spending. And even worse, you need to understand that small businesses account for the majority of new job creation in this country. And as small businesses collapse left and right, that worsens the unemployment situation. You can't have this kind of wealth inequality and have a functioning economy. It just will not work. But the money junkies are hopelessly addicted. Congress is in the pocket of the money junkies, and that is basically all you need to understand about what's going on right now. Article out of the Rutherford Institute, Financial Tyranny. We the people are the new permanent underclass in America. And that's true for a wide variety of reasons. With the elections being rigged, we no longer have a vote. We're totally disenfranchised. The only thing the government wants from us is money and new soldiers. And that's it. Other than that, they don't care. They're completely unconcerned. They're free of the chains of the voters, except for last year's embarrassment to Hillary. This article, though, is focusing on the very intense problem of skyrocketing medical care costs. Americans can't afford to get sick. People are struggling to stretch their dollars far enough to just pay their ordinary bills, trying to get out of debt. And that if an illness arises, it doesn't bankrupt them. And right now, medical bills are the leading cause of personal bankruptcies in the United States of America. And all the partisan political bickering is not going to change that reality. Because of Obamacare, many Americans can't afford health insurance, drug costs, or hospital bills. They can't afford to pay the rising health care premiums, out-of-pocket deductibles, and prescription drug bills. They can't afford to live, and now they can't afford to get sick. It's just one constant soaking of the American people. And it all goes back to Richard Nixon and his signing of the Health Maintenance Organization Act for his good friends over there at one of the biggest HMOs, used to be an aluminum company, Kaiser. And that turned medicine from being a service where there were limits on how much gouging could go on into a money-making, profit-centered venture. And it's been that way ever since. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And okay,
it looks... Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take this next phone call, one final comment about health care costs in this country. The current version of the GOP tax plan does remove the mandate, forcing people to buy Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies, which are very expensive, constantly going up by double digits every year. They have sky-high deductibles. It's caused all kinds of problems for all kinds of people. And their rationale for doing that is that if people are allowed to buy less expensive health insurance, they're going to have more money that will free up revenue to be taxed in other ways. So we're now seeing a tug of war for the money between the health insurance industry and its political supporters and other politicians who are saying, well, we need to grab that money back so it can go someplace else. More bombs, bullets, and butter. No doubt. All right, let's take a phone call here, and that's Tom in Indiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You just missed a press conference with the for Roy Moore, and you said the other day that that was a fake, that whole thing in the yearbook was a fake. Well, the
yes.
attorney shot big holes in that thing. He said that back when this was supposed to have been written, Roy Moore, it says Roy Moore on the, I'm looking at the yearbook, it has a DA after his signature. He said during that time, that he wasn't the DA. He was the assistant DA, and he never signed that way. But he had, somebody that worked for him, Schultz, that used to put his initials after his name, on a legal form. Now, he said the lady that presented this never saw him except after that first time. And he presided on her divorce 9 years ago. And on the divorce decree, he signed his name that way, and his secretary put the DA after it. Now, at the press conference, he said that his legal team never had a copy, or had not a copy, but never got to see the actual yearbook to validate how old the ink was. And he says everything they've ever seen was on the Internet. And he said, if you look at it real close, the 77s that are on there twice aren't the same. And also, they had a copy of the divorce decree for this woman that had the yearbook, and they passed a copy of his signature with the DA after it, and also a copy of this yearbook to all the reporters there. And it just, to me, it shot holes in the whole argument as far as fabricated evidence, and also the onus on the attorney that was representing this lady.
Now, yes, Gloria Allred.
Or actually be able to have custody of this yearbook so they can have the handwriting expert how old the ink was on this. But to me, it really made a good point. And I'm watching these people talking at TV, and they said, that's not enough. That's not enough. This is not enough. Now, I think on that particular case it was. Now, what really bothers me is I'm a couple months younger than Roy, and I got out of Vietnam in about the same time. And 7 years after I got out of Vietnam, there's no way in hell that I'd want to go out with a 16-year-old girl. I'm going to just tell you that because I think that's terrible, but.
Well, let me cut on in here because we're almost out of time to the next commercial break here. For me, again, CNN's picture of that signature in the yearbook shows that everything up to the name Roy was written in black ink, and everything after that, starting with Moore, was written in blue ink. So it looks like somebody found a signature in the yearbook that said Roy, and then they added the rest of it to make it look like it was Roy Moore. And to me, it's completely blown up. And Gloria Allred, of course, she presents herself as a champion for feminism, and she's had a lot of high profile cases throughout her career. But there have been some allegations of shenanigans in some of the cases she's worked on before. And I did, in fact, see the press conference. It was on during the commercial break. But absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, this is a classic Democratic smear job against Moore, and I'm glad he's fighting back, and we've got to support him, just because it is an injustice. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting into the economic news, Venezuela has signed that $3.2 billion debt restructuring deal with Russia. And basically, this is going to help Venezuela deal with their current outstanding obligations, at least some of which are technically in a state of default, but Venezuela can now call up and say, we got your money. And the details of the restructuring agreement are kind of scarce, but both sides reported that the deal spreads payments out over 10 years with minimal cash service required over the next 6 years. In other words, Russia is giving Venezuela breathing room to try and pull their country and economy back together. So that was a very good thing for Russia to do. It's basically going to help the Venezuelan government maintain order and fend off regime change efforts. And the end result is Venezuela is going to pivot to Russia because Russia's out there making deals. And all the U.S. knows how to make is war. Now, as I mentioned before, Senate Republicans' tax bill has scrapped the Affordable Care Act's insurance mandate, but we're already hearing that there is a large number of people who are starting to come together and saying, oh, no, no, we have to keep that. And apparently Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are joining members of the Congress and those patriotic millionaires to rally against the GOP tax plan. And you have to wonder, because these are people who are all going to benefit from it. But I'm sure that anybody who is in possession of large blocks of stock for the health insurance corporations, they're going to be in a panic, because if that mandate goes away, competition returns to the health insurance market. And health insurance companies are going to have to lower premiums and improve service and payouts. And that means their profits are going to go down. And we can't have that. Profits always come before people in the United States of America. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, Mr. Mike?
I'm doing fine.
All right, the reason why I'm calling, once again, another shooting in this country yesterday, and I don't know about you, I'm just getting tired of waking up to this and this being the normalcy or the normalcy bias that's going on in this country. I'm not blaming guns. You know, I'm all for the Second Amendment and everything. But as a people, as a society, what can we do? Is this a mental health issue? I mean, is society degenerating to the point where insane and nuts?
I would say it's a mental health issue. And again, the question I want to know is, was this guy on prescription antidepressants? Because we know there's an issue there, but nobody will touch it because antidepressants make a huge amount of money. The gun grabbers, you know, the gun grabbers love when these things happen. Some of them are false flags. We still don't know about this one. Was this guy put up to it and told that, you know, he would be put into the witness protection program? They'd fake his death and he's off someplace with a huge amount of money for a nice retirement. We don't really know. There's very few details. Again, there are already allegations that there was more than one shooter yesterday, because there were apparently seven different shooting scenes, including near to that school, and kind of makes you wonder just what were the cops doing if this one guy was going from place to place to place to place, why they couldn't find him in time.
No, I totally agree. I mean, and we know this about with CIA and FBI, you know, with the false flags, what you say. And I'm wondering, you know, a lot of these shootings, San Bernardino, Las Vegas, you know, Columbine, what's the other one, Sandy Hook, all these. You know, I'm not saying if people died or didn't die, that's not what I'm getting at. But what I'm getting at is how these are staged and how they and the optics behind it, because clearly these things are double barbed. I mean, they have dual purposes for their intent. Yes, for gun grabbing, Pol Pot, Mao, Stalin, Hitler all took the guns. You know, you have a disarmed society, you can then tyranny, you know, can come on in. And I'm afraid that's what we're facing, you know, in our modern world today. Yes, we're armed, but how much longer till that, you know, right or part of the Constitution goes away, as long as our other liberties? I mean, the Second Amendment gives the First Amendment teeth. You know, I just see this plan of... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The Second Amendment is there to hold off abusive government. It's there to basically allow the American people to enforce the other nine amendments in that Bill of Rights in the face of a government that is slowly but surely trying to whittle them all away. And the last one that they're going after right now, of course, is that Second Amendment. They've already made a lot of encroachments into it. And the idea, of course, is to shift the military advantage to the U.S. government forces and away from the American people, even though the intention of the Second Amendment was that the American people be armed equally with the government to discourage the government from mischief.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's a big debate we have in my politics class, you know, is about the Second Amendment and the Fourth. I'm a very liberal professor, you know, at Hagerstown Community College in Hagerstown, Maryland. You know, I love it. It's fun. It's interesting. I just wish I wasn't subject to the liberal points of view to things. And, you know, listening to your show at Hagerstown Community College, you know, this morning, I was asked to turn it off, you know, listening to yesterday's broadcast because, quote unquote, it could be offensive and hateful, is what I was told.
Well, I imagine that anybody who doesn't agree with me is going to scream, I offend them. or I'm being hateful. But again, you cannot have freedom of speech and an offensive free environment at the same time. And anytime somebody says that, you got to turn it off because it might be offensive. You just say that's censorship right there. Because you, if you're going to have freedom of speech, okay, well, all right. But yeah, if you're going to have freedom of speech, there's going to be somebody who doesn't like what you're saying. I'm sure Hillary Clinton doesn't like a lot of what I've been saying for the last 24 years. And I'm sure she's very angry. And I don't care.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and that's what I'm getting at. As American society, have we the people that called the resistance, if you will, resisting this tyranny, when are we going to stand up and start going to the streets? I'm not calling for violence. That's not what I'm getting at. But we need to start being more and more and more vocal. I don't want to see this thing get violent, but I have a feeling it's going to.
I'm afraid I agree with you. I've been trying to find a peaceful way. I've been sort of following the Gandhi model, if you will. And to me, the indications are that left to itself, that the U.S. federal government is going to follow the Soviet Union into the dustbin of history. But I recognize the possibility that prior to collapse, the U.S. government may try and concoct a reason to declare war on the American people. They're already trying to get us into a civil war with all this Black Lives Matter and Antifa stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it's insane. I mean, it really is. You know, I mean, as far as Hagerstown, Maryland goes, close to where I'm at, I'm right across the border from Maryland into West Virginia. But, you know, they have these things called safe spaces. If somebody gets triggered, you can go and pop bubble wrap for a half an hour. It's like, what? What? I mean, what purpose does that
what
serve?
What a but, bunch you know? Of wimps the following generation is. I'm sorry. I mean, that is just absolutely absurd. And, you know, this seems to be the result of liberalism, that you're to be offended by everything, you're to be triggered by everything, you're to whine and cry and scream until the world turns out to be what you imagine it should be. And, again, it's based on this idea that we're all born with blank minds and that we can re-engineer the human psyche by changing the environment around them. And it keeps coming up short because it's all based on an intellectual fraud.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I have for you. Didn't want to waste any more of your time. I'll continue to listen to the show, and you have a great and wonderful day, and don't let things get too bizarre on you.
All right. I'll try my best on that, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, HSBC Private Bank, which is a Swiss unit of the overall HSBC, has agreed to pay 300 million euros. That's about $350 million. To avoid going to trial in France for enabling tax fraud. And HSBC was accused of helping French clients to hide at least 1.67 billion euros from the tax authorities. And so they struck this deal under a new procedure that allows companies under suspicion to basically negotiate a fine to keep the case from going forward. And, of course, the deal does not include a guilty plea. Nobody from HSBC is going to go to jail. The people who hid that 1.67 billion euros get to keep it, and HSBC will raise fees on their ordinary customers to cover the cost of the 300 million euro and take part of it off their taxes. It's just another way of siphoning money off of ordinary people and giving it to the money junkies. Now, apparently, the number of people living on the German streets has jumped by a third in the last 2 years. And that is a shock. I remember when I worked in Germany all those years ago, there was no homelessness. I didn't see any homeless people. And now it's a rising problem there, along with everything else that's been brought about by the European Union, like the ECB, the Euro, refugees. Speaking of refugees, here's a good little story. There's a gentleman named Tariq Ramadan, and he is the grandson of the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. And he was banned from the U.S. by the Bush administration for his financial support of a charity that funded terrorist groups. But in January 2010, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton overturned that ban and personally approved a visa for this guy. So he's come on into the country, and what was the result of that? Well, Tariq Ramadan is facing multiple accusations of rape and sexual assault of minors. Now, Hillary Clinton's visa for Tariq was seen as part of the new Obama administration policy of embracing more hardcore Islamists. Well, that worked out really good, didn't it, Hillary? You champion for women, you. Over in Poland, they had a massive nationalist rally in the capital, Warsaw, last Saturday. The Polish people for Poland, proud of their nation, proud of their country. And, of course, it drew immediate condemnation from all the globalists around the world. How dare you push nationalism? What's wrong with you? This is the era of the New World Order. There were about 60,000 people in the streets. And to their credit, the Polish government refused to criticize the march. In fact, they called it a beautiful sight. And it was one of the biggest nationalist gatherings in Europe in recent years. This effort to build a single global government has triggered a nationalist backlash all over Europe and even here in the United States of America. And they're trying to fight it back. They're trying to destroy the symbols of our history so we don't have anything to point to say we are a separate, sovereign, independent nation. No, 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 no. You're just a cog in the New World Order. Just accept your place. Now, John McCain was giving a speech to newly commissioned officers at one of the academies, and along with taking a predictable swipe at Donald Trump, he basically, later in the speech, made the demand that these newly commissioned military officers should not put America first and should think about blending with other countries like Europe. Now, McCain said that as a statesman, and he's a long way from being a statesman, Putin's a statesman. McCain said that he concluded that the American example and American leadership are indispensable to securing a peaceful and prosperous future, and there could be no more isolationism, no more tired resignation, no more America first. Well, putting America first is probably the reason that these young men and women decide to sign up for the military in the first place. But apparently the message of patriotism and love for your country are attributes that John McCain has lost somewhere along the way from the days when he claimed he was a war hero. So he's out there pushing that globalist agenda. He's telling America's military, don't think about just the United States. You're a part of the new global empire here. Now, the Anti-Defamation League has awarded Air Force Lieutenant General Jay Silveira their award for actions in standing up to racial slurs, which were sprawled on several black cadets' dorm rooms at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs late last year. Huzzah, huzzah, he stood up to them, and they're going to give him a medal. What they didn't mention was that the hate crime was a hoax, and that one of the African-American cadet victims admitted he drew the racial slurs on his own dorm room and elsewhere. It was a hate crime hoax. But we're going to forget about that, and we're going to, you know, heap all kinds of medals and stuff on this lieutenant general for standing up to hate, which didn't exist in the first place. Over in Sweden, and I'm not joking, this did not come from The Onion. Over in Sweden, they have declared milk to be a racist hate symbol. Represents white supremacy. What if it's chocolate milk? Just a thought. Just a thought. Another story here about political correctness. This one came on out of the Gateway Pundit. Dumb as a brick. And I got a nasty email from the Brit Coalition for this. Chelsea Clinton celebrates the new Sharia law Barbie doll. And Chelsea Clinton, who's supposed to be a feminist and the model of her mother, went to her Twitter account to celebrate the new Barbie that wears a hijab. And, of course, she was immediately trounced on all over Twitter because of the fact that millions of women are abused and oppressed under Sharia law. And that many people in our part of the world view the hijab as a sign of that oppression. And Hillary Clinton thinks it's great. Go ahead, put one on. See, you model one for us here. Now, Hungary's foreign ministry has summoned the U.S. envoy, David Kostelnik, and Chick over a plan for the U.S. government to fund rural media outlets in Hungary. And Budapest considers the plan to be a political intervention ahead of an election due early next year. So I guess the idea is it's okay for the United States or Israel to intervene in other countries' political elections. It's only bad when Russia does it. It's only bad when Russia does it, even when they can't prove Russia did it. But it's okay for Israel. Yeah, you know, if you're a loyal, patriotic American, you will welcome that Israeli interference in our domestic affairs here. Now, getting on back to this idea of the church shootings, and they are being exploited for political crimes, and there was a very, for political ends, rather, there was a very interesting article out of BearingArms.com, and it's talking about how there was a church shooting last month that got almost no media attention, and that was in Antioch, Tennessee. And the reason was because there was an armed churchgoer who put an end to the mass shooting, and the shooter was black and wanted to kill white people. The epitome of a hate crime, but we can't have that in the media. It doesn't suit the narrative. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about guns and gun rights and shootings. And apparently Joe Biden came out with a very bizarre comment. This goes down to that church shooting in Texas where somebody with a legally owned weapon managed to shoot the gunman and chase him down and basically bring the whole thing to an end. And Biden came on out with the comment that that citizen shouldn't have had the gun in the first place. Those assault weapons have to be banned. Well, shooters tend to get guns anyway. The people who are going to do that, they're not paying attention to the gun laws. But Biden actually thought it would be okay for this Texas church shooter to go to another church, go find another church and shoot that one up, rather than be stopped by a citizen with a gun. And it's almost laughable, because I often make this joke to the gun grabber, a woman lying raped and strangled dead in an alley is morally superior to that same woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot. And here we have Biden literally saying functionally the same thing. It would have been better to just let the Texas church shooter go find another church than have a citizen with a gun stop him. And don't forget, Biden was the guy who said that American citizens should only be allowed to buy shotguns for home defense, which is rather absurd, because if a home invader is holding a loved one in front of them as a shield, you can't fire a shotgun. You're going to hit everybody. As opposed to having an AR-15 with a good scope on it where you can put a bullet right into the forehead of the perpetrator. I mean, Biden, to me, probably doesn't know that much about guns to begin with. He's just on board with the gun grab. They're all scared that the American people are getting ready to warm up the tar and pluck the chickens for all the feathers. Now, getting on to science and health issues here, and we're coming up on the top of the hour where our guest is going to be coming on here. Remember the Flint water crisis? Huge amounts of lead in the water, and everybody said, oh, it was terrible, and they're going to try and fix it and make it all better. And then it turned on out, there are problems all across the country with civic water systems that have been allowed to deteriorate to the point where there are dangerous levels of heavy metals in our tap water. And so right now, there's an article that came out of Russia Today. Child lead poisoning rates are higher in Detroit and in New York City than Flint, Michigan. This problem has not gone away. They just don't want you to think about it because they can't do anything about it, or they don't want to do anything about it. They don't want to spend the money to revamp all the nation's water systems. And finally, as we head to the top of the hour here, apparently a technician who participated in harvesting organs from aborted babies provided by Planned Parenthood says her company encouraged workers to obtain as many high-value samples as possible with bonuses. They got bonuses for certain baby body parts. That's just sick. And now, of course, as you know, New York Times is saying that the web should censor any pro-life news because it's fake news. Pro-life is fake news now. We're going to be back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars, AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.